This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coach, you mentioned being better inside the red zone. You ran 9 plays inside the 5, only handed it to a running back one time. Is that about feel? Is that Watson checking on the line? Is that lack of confidence that you can punch it in? What goes into the line of thinking there?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Okay, then, Coach O'Brien. Stanford Route, NFL cornerback, one of the fastest to ever do it, joins the show right now. Stanford, Cal McNair has made a power move early in his tenure as owner of the Houston Texans. You played for one of the most brash owners in the history of the NFL in Al Davis. What is it like from a player's perspective playing for an owner that's not scared to make the tough decisions?
I think that playing for an owner like that, it lets everybody know that he's the boss, and whatever decision he wants to make, he will make it at whatever time, and everybody needs to be ready because heads may roll.
I mean, you gotta kind of, well, you tell me. I mean, you played for Al Davis. Did it make you better in a sense, at least more aware of everything changes on his whim?
It definitely makes you more aware because obviously anything could happen at any given time. It's pretty much not a secret that I was one of Al Davis's favorite guys, mm-hmm. So I never really had to worry about something like that.
Because you were fast.
He likes fast guys.
And I also could very, very, very well cover Landry. Well,
there you go.
You're fast.
There you go. There you go. Don't take that stuff from Landry.
Moving on. But the thing is that you definitely have to be on your P's and Q's with any GM, with any owner, because anything may happen at any given time. But with the brash ones that are willing to make these types of moves at this juncture within the offseason, it just permeates throughout the entire mm-hmm. organization, letting everybody know that we're in it to win it, and everybody is going to be evaluated to the highest level.
What'd you make of this move when you heard it Friday?
I pretty much thought of this the same way I thought of Scott McCagnan and Adam Gase over there in the New York Jets, and even Charlie Casserly back when he was exited out of the building back in 2006 right after the Mario Williams draft. I always take that as somebody within the organization, whether it be a head coach, most likely an owner, vice president, something like that, they are not happy with a move that GM made, whether it was either signing somebody, mm-hmm. spending too much money on them, or letting someone else walk right out the front door.
Right.
I think that's where, in this juncture, I think that probably there are some people within the organization that don't agree with him letting Kareem Jackson and or a Honey Badger walk right out the front door and not paying him.
But it seemed like Bill O'Brien was 100% on everything. Like he was preaching the exact same things.
Yes.
It just seems like Cal McNair just sticking his chest out there, and whether it's Easterby or whether it's them thinking they could get Caserio, it seemed like it was a little bit more than that. But to add to your comparisons of the other situations, Stanford, we at least saw some smoke there. We heard that smoke there. There was no smoke here.
Absolutely, but look at the situation between Adam Gase and Scott McCagnan. That was between who? GM, head coach. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the situation between Cal McNair and Brian Gain, we don't know how Cal McNair thought about this all along. Yeah, just like you said, Bill O'Brien, he was on board with it. But if the owner's not on board with it, heads got to roll and somebody's got to go down for this. Mm-hmm. That's how it is when you own the building, when you own the team, when you own the organization, you own the company. That's how it's going to be. And like I said, we didn't exactly hear Cal McNair actually give his stamp on it, actually give his approval on the decisions that were made mm-hmm. in free agency or the draft. It's always Bill O'Brien the one being interviewed. Cal McNair is not like a Jim Irsay, a Jerry Jones, and mm-hmm. Al Davis, God rest his soul, who they're going to go and put the camera and the microphone in front of them after the draft or something like that, giving their opinions.
Did you watch when Al Davis would talk? Did you?
It's not something that I made a point to always watch, but
When he was at the podium, you made sure to see what he said.
Yes, yeah, because a lot of times it would be interesting what he would say.
What about those jumpsuits, man? How'd you feel about his jumpsuit game?
Bell bottom.
Yeah, he's just legendary. He's old school.
Yeah.
Guy from Syracuse, New York. Somebody who, if you got into some sort of a beef with him, or y'all just got into a simple disagreement, an argument, there's a chance that you might all of a sudden, like, just come up missing, and nobody ever knows what happened to you. God
Whatever
rest his soul.
What happened to Stanford, man?
Yeah, I mean, like, you got to remember, he's an East Coast guy. I'm not going to say he had any ties with the mob or the mafia or anything like that.
I mean,
but
you kind of just did.
No, I just said you just simply might, people might wonder what happened to you. I'll just simply say that. Yeah. But
he scares the hell out of me.
But that right there breeds what, Landry? Respect.
You're on edge, too.
This is the other thing about Al Davis. Stanford Rout, man who played for Al Davis, one of the fastest corners to do it. He used to wear the black and silver. He had football credibility. Like, you can talk about all these other owners. I know Jerry Jones played a little bit of football at Arkansas or whatever, but Al Davis was a Hall of Famer before he ever became the owner of the Raiders.
No question.
He had football credibility. Now, it might have gotten, I don't want to say diminished, but it might have deteriorated a little bit at the end of the tenure. But he had some football credibility. You had to respect that.
Oh, no question. I mean, one of the greatest moments is if you go and have a talk with Al Davis, you'll go up to his office. He will ramble on a little bit. But when you actually listen to his message, the greatest thing that I realized about him was that even though his body was starting to fail him, his mind was still sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
Where I went up to his office and he would tell me what I did on 3rd and 8. In week 6 of my junior year in high school.
Yeah, a little bit Sean McVay.
Yes, like he would actually remember everything. And I'm talking about not anything that was a big interception to the house, something
just
like that.
What you did.
Yeah, just like a simple, you know, when you broke up that pass on the slant route on 3rd and 6 against Giddings. And I'm just like,
what?
I'm like, man, you remember that. And no, his mind was as sharp as a tack, even when his untimely passing. So it's something that his body failed him, but that's something that you always remembered. And he would do this and have that same memory with all of his players. It wasn't just like one or two guys.
Raiders, by the way, going to be in Hard Knocks. So that should be a little bit
interesting.
What'd
you think of that?
I felt like it was, to me, I felt
meant
like
to
it,
be.
It was like a two-man race. It was it should have been out of the Browns or the Raiders. Because
Browns were last year,
those are definitely two teams, and especially with the Raiders now having Antonio Brown, you got a Richie Incognito, you got
John Gruden and Mayock.
Yes, you got Vontaze Burfict, John Gruden. He's somebody
who's made. Beast Mode might be there.
Yeah, he's made for TV with his personality. And then you got Mike Mayock, another guy. So I definitely think that it is going to be interesting to watch to see how everything comes together. Now, it's just a matter of, is John Gruden, is the Oakland Raiders organization, how much are they going to allow to actually be able to be inside those four walls in training camp and actually get the nitty gritty?
He's such a skeptic about
Hard
Knocks.
No, I'm not a skeptic. I'm a realist because I kind of got off of Hard Knocks and I watched it every year. After they came and did the Texans. And the reason is people in that building told me this, that all these things, not all, a big number of these things that we saw were staged. Remember that scene when Rick Smith like has to sign some player or make a trade or something, and they're in New Orleans playing a preseason game, and he has to go up to the hallway and sign the paper so they can, in fact, completely staged.
Oh, wow.
Rick Smith had never done that ever in his life, but they wanted that drama. And I really got off when who was it? Oh, Ryan Mallett didn't show up for practice.
That was staged?
He really didn't show up for practice. But the only thing they showed was Bill O'Brien saying, all right, well, you know, he's got to go. Don't call him back. And then the next thing you know, he's in his office and Ryan Mallett saying, I'll do better. They didn't show anything of the coaches talking about it, the general manager talking about it, conflict, the players. It's largely staged. All that said, Raiders are going to be pretty good, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got Antonio Brown, somebody who is a great receiver, but we all know that he does have a little bit of an attitude or personality to him. Derek Carr trying to bring everything, keep it all together.
Yeah.
Vontaze Burfict, Richie Incognito, a number of personalities on that team led by Mr. Personality himself, Chucky, John Gruden. So that is something that if The NFL allows it, and they allow HBO to actually go and show the nitty-gritty on that team in meetings, at practice.
They have to.
They make sure that everybody is mic'd up. You are going to hear some very, very interesting fireworks and see fireworks on the HBO Hard Knocks this year.
It's going to be very, very, very interesting. Do you have an opinion on who the next GM of the Texans should be?
I really don't, to be honest with you. I think that as long as it's somebody that actually understands the cap, knows exactly the personality of the team, knows exactly the type of mindset that a Cal McNair from, God rest his soul, Bob McNair, the personality of the players that they want on this team. We all know they want guys from KD, not from Yates. We all know that. So somebody who basically is going to understand all that and be able to work within the guidelines and the parameters at which are set by the powers above.
Seems like, to me anyway, I want to get your thoughts, that Bill O'Brien's, the clock is ticking now. I
mean, it's got to be.
Right? This is going to be his third general manager?
Mm-hmm. It's definitely got to be. And so it really all comes down to how Cal McNair thinks, because I can tell you, even dating back to when it was Al Davis, we didn't really have much of a GM, but it was a situation where you bought in a head coach who most likely would be an offensive type of guy, and Al is already telling you who your defense coordinator is going to be because Rob Ryan is still there from the last regime. So Bill O'Brien's days should be numbered. We all can agree on
that. Well, I mean, if
he
wins, they won't be. But I'm saying if he doesn't win, they're numbered.
But that's the thing. Even if they don't win, his days could very well not be numbered, because if Cal McNair is already set on him, he's basically going to tell the GM, hey, I'm hiring you as the GM, but he's going to be the head coach.
Stanford Route, NFL cornerback, with us in the loop, as he is every Wednesday right here on Sports Radio 610. Will Nick Caserio be interviewed by the Houston Texans? We're going to ask NFL insider Ian Rappaport next. And if it's not Caserio, what's the next scenario? Ian Rappaport next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.